Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Keys to a Happier Life series. This one is entitled, The Inexhaustible Kindness of God. What we believe about God's kindness will greatly influence how we experience Him. If we think He is hard to please, judgmental, and angry, we will relate to Him based on that lens or filter, Luke 19:20-23. Conversely, if we understand just how much He loves us and the inexhaustibility of His kindness, it will transform our lives, Psalm 18:25-27. Paul wrote about God's kindness in his letter to the church located in Ephesus, in what is now Turkey. Let me read to you from chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. But God, who is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you've been saved. For He raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. So God can point to us in all future ages as an example of the incredible wealth of His grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all He has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. That is the New Living Translation. One of the ways to understand the depths of God's kindness is to contrast it with His wrath. Kindness toward us is only possible because Jesus absorbed God's wrath against our sin on the cross. Paul explained it like this, and I'm going to read a passage now from Romans 5, verses 6 through 11. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we've been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends with God. But what about when life is difficult and if we get wobbly in our devotion to God? Paul wrote in another place, Romans 11:22, and said, "Behold then the kindness and severity of God. For to those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness. If you continue in His kindness, otherwise, you also will be cut off." That's the New American Standard Bible. Depending on our theological perspective, we may understand this verse as a threat that God's child can be separated from God's goodness and kindness by falling from grace. It is certainly a stern warning to us all. But there is another way to view what it means. Paul said that nothing can separate us from the love of God, Romans 8:39. Even when we're running from God, we can never get away from Him. David, who spent at least 9 months rebelling against God, wrote the following in Psalm 139:7-12. "I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the grave, you're there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell in the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me become night, but even in darkness I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. That's the New Living Translation. We may encounter God's stern discipline if we continue in rebellion, but we will never exhaust His mercy and kindness. What we call the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints teaches us that God's grace and Spirit will work in us so that our faith will not fail when we're tested. Jude 1:24 says, "Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling and will bring you with great joy into His glorious presence without a single fault." The Apostle Peter verbally denied even knowing our Lord when he was put to the test during Jesus' passion. He even spoke a curse over himself on the third time. But Jesus had foreseen Peter's failure, warned him that it would happen, and promised him that he would eventually come around and be restored. Luke 22:31-32 records this. It says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat, but I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So, when you've repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers." That's the New Living Translation. After Jesus' words came true, Peter was devastated by the revelation of his own weakness and faithlessness. He could have despaired and given up on God, but he did not, because Jesus had given him a reason to hope. Peter never ceased to continue in faith in God's kindness toward him. And when the opportunity came, he ran to the Lord to get things right with him again. Judas Iscariot, on the other hand, had no such hope. After betraying the Lord for money, upon realizing the gravity of his sin, he went out and committed suicide. I am convinced that in spite of being with Jesus for 3 years, he never really understood who Jesus is or believed in him. Therefore, he had no anchor, nothing to fall back on, no revelation of the inexhaustible kindness of God. In his hopelessness, he took his own life. Another great example of the inexhaustibility of God's loving kindness is the parable of the prodigal son. This young man cared little for his father or brother. He only wanted to have a good time without regard for God or family. In other words, he turned his back on his father. Nevertheless, he was a son, so the father never turned his back on him. Nothing can break the relationship between father and son, even though we may go through times of difficulty and separation. Ultimately, sons will come back to the loving embrace of the father and be fully restored. Those who are not sons, such as Judas, have no anchor, no confidence of being restored because they do not know the loving kindness of God. If we wander away from God, we'll find out that we're on a hard path of our own making. Proverbs 13:15. If we backslide, we will eat the fruit of our rebellious ways. Proverbs 14:14. But even this is a kindness from God. Our pain wakes us up and reminds us that walking close to God is much better. The prodigal son finally had enough of the suffering he brought upon himself and returned to his father's house. Little did he expect the warm welcome he received. His father's kindness exceeded anything he had imagined. The elder brother was put off by his father's extravagant show of love because he had not yet come to grips with his own need for mercy. God is so great that He can take even the worst things that happen to us and work them for our good and His glory. Romans 8:28. The prodigal son could have beat himself up for wasting his father's money and treading upon his love, but that would have been counterproductive. The only way the prodigal could receive the revelation of what his father was like was through his own failure. On the other side of this sinful wandering, he had a better understanding of his father's love than the ever faithful elder brother. That is not to say that we have to sin extravagantly to know God's mercy, far from it, but we do have to come to grips with our need for God's kindness on a day-to-day basis. How do we see God? Is he an austere, demanding judge who always finds fault with us, or is he a loving and kind father who delights in us and encourages us to trust in his unchanging love and faithfulness? If you wish to know him better as the latter, Jesus will show you. John 1:18 says, "No one has ever seen God. God's only Son, the one who is closest to the Father's heart, he has made him known," God's word. Nothing makes Jesus happier than to tell us all about his Father's amazing love in the inexhaustible riches of his kindness. You might want to pray this prayer with me. Father in heaven, I want to experience your love and kindness. Jesus, you are the one who knows Abba perfectly. Please reveal him to me so that I can trust him completely. Teach me always to rely on God's loving kindness. Amen. Thank you for listening.